25 degrees in Chicago, 1045. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records, from Miami, Florida, is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Cross. Hi once again from Miami Beach in Florida, where here bathed in the sunshine of the southern latitudes, we're all set to interview one of the great stars of the show world, a gentleman whose fine band is featured here at the famed Saxony Hotel in Miami Beach, which is my hostelry. And when I say mine, I say that with tongue-in-cheek because actually, of course, it belongs to another Chicagoan by the name of George Sachs, who is our host here for these couple of weeks. And starring in the Pagoda Room, the show we talked to you about yesterday, East Meets West, stars, of course, the great orchestra of Charlie Spivak. I don't have to tell you about the horn that Mr. Spivak has blown for a great many years, not only on records, but in his great live performances. And as I visited with Charlie last night at Showtime and also today, I still think that here is the sweetest lip and the sweetest horn in all of band business. We're going to bring Charlie to the microphone so that he'll be able to talk to you a little bit about show world and about Florida, his newfound home, right after we listen to Charlie Gracie with a record that looks now like it's going to be number one across the nation, Charlie Gracie with Butterfly.
Ah, you tell me you love me, you say you're true, then you fly around with somebody new, but I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You're treating me mean, you're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings. You're flying as blue, 'cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. And you fly around with somebody new, but I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You're treating me mean, you're making me cry. I made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings. You fly in a spear, 'cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly, you butterfly.
That's Charlie Gracie and his cameo record, which Bill Appas, who does our engineering for us down here out of radio station GBS, advises me is also as big in the southern climes as it is up in Chicago, where it was first introduced on the CBS network on our Wrigley show that we are so fond and pleased to talk of every day. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, just as refreshing as a mountain breeze, and certainly just as good for you as good things are intended to be. Now, for those of you who might be mothers around the household today with a couple of moppets, maybe a little bit impatient with the turn of events weather-wise, I hope that you'll satisfy the youngsters in your household by letting them have and enjoy Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's wholesome, it's good, it's refreshing. And of course, Wrigley Spearmint is good for you because it keeps your teeth clean and attractive, keeps your breath always sweet. So why don't you plan to let the kids enjoy it for their own beauty, their own cosmetic health, and also to sort of satisfy that craving for between meals hunger. You let them enjoy Wrigley Spearmint, it never spoils their appetite. It's ever so good. Charlie Spivak, the gentleman of the horn, the gentleman of the band business, and the gentleman who stars in the Pagoda Room's great East Meets West musical review, which is current here at the Saxony Hotel, is sitting here in our cabana at Surfside, And I presume that maybe, over the noise of the surf, some of the wise words of this great bandsman will get through to you. Charlie, you are now a Floridian.
Yes, Howard, I'm very happy to say. You know, last summer we had occasion to play a place out here at Miami Springs. And while we were there, we went around looking, shopping for homes, and had no idea that we would run into a place that we were actually by. But we ran into this place in Coral Gables, a brand new home which we bought and moved in December.
You know, this is great testimony to your newfound home, that is the state of Florida, because as a bandsman, you've been itinerant a good share of your life. You've practically played, I suppose, in every major city of the world, have you not?
Yes, we have, Howard. You know, we've been from East Coast to West Coast, North, South, and I'm happy to say that this is the first time, and for an engagement at Miami Beach at the Saxony, it's quite a challenge, because, you know, I've always been used to hearing about the Latin American bands playing at the beach, and it was quite a challenge for us to come in to a room such as the Pagoda Room. And I find this, which is very gratifying to me, that the people like to hear the kind of music that we play. And what delighted me more than anything was that we went in to play a cha-cha while they walked off the floor, which makes me realize that and I'd like to think that these people want the kind of music that
straight American pop. Of course,
right.
Cha-cha-cha is the music down here, Charlie. Up around my home port of Chicago, where I'm native, cha-cha-cha is a music form, but it hasn't captivated the people like it has down here. Is it because of the good-looking dance instructors they have in places along the beach side that makes this a popular dance?
Well, possibly so, but I am, as I say, I'm very delighted to see the people in the in our room, the Pagoda Room, except the American type of music that we've been known for, the style of music that we've been known to play all these years. And it's very gratifying to have people come up and ask for tunes that they knew we have recorded. And I'm happy about the whole thing.
Well, Charlie, as a bandsman, you obviously are attuned to your audience at all times. Now, it would seem to me that a band like yourself, which plays a ballroom, we'll say one day, in normal times,
right,
plays a ballroom one day and then moves into a hotel, would have to have two books, because your audience for dancing is usually the younger element, the ballroom crowd.
Right.
This would be a crowd that would demand a certain type of beat in the music, and yet you play for the sophisticates of a hotel room.
Right.
Can you play the same music?
Yes, we do. We find that no matter where we go, whether it's a ballroom or a hotel room, we give them the same type of music everywhere.
Yes. You might pull the rhythm tunes out of the book and stress them a little bit more in your dance sets, I suppose, in a ballroom where they want the sweeter stuff in the hotel room.
That's right. And then, too, if we have a young crowd, why, we give them a lot more of the type of music that they want to dance on. Of course, if it's an adult crowd, why, we give them the businessman's tempo.
Charlie, I've got to get into an area of discussion with you that might be a little bit embarrassing because it's so highly personal. It has to do with your horn, your trumpet.
Yes, sir.
For a great long while, people have known that I'm very close to the trumpet. I use Ziggy Elman's music as my theme song, and I feature a lot of the Spivak stuff because I love horn. Who do you consider, now, being a great horseman yourself, great trumpet player, who do you consider would make the ideal trumpet section in an orchestra? Present company excluded. I can let you include yourself.
Well,
I'll include you.
You mentioned a couple of boys in Chicago that I have a great deal of admiration for. And, of course, I've never actually heard them play, except, I mean, to hear them on the radio.
Yes.
And, of course, Ralph Macchieri is a
Chicagoan.
Yes, that's right. And to me, he's tremendous. Of course, a guy like Ziggy Elman is always tremendous.
Uh-huh.
And Harry James, of course. There are a few boys in New York that I think would be able to fill your bill. A fellow like Charlie Margolis.
Yeah, sure.
One of the tremendous trumpet players. A fellow like Manny Klein, who is out in the West Coast, who I think is one of the greatest all-around trumpet players I've ever heard.
Well, now, Charlie, I would like to acknowledge, yes, those Chicago fellas you're talking about, you probably mean Don Jacoby.
Oh,
and
yes,
Don Gracie and Porky,
yes,
Panico.
That's right.
Great trumpet section.
They're
right,
really
there.
Wonderful.
Must be that Chicago mothers have babies with better lips or something. What is the expression? I obviously know it means that you use your lips playing a trumpet, but what does it mean, a good lip? Does this mean you've got to have a strong lip to blow a horn?
I think the lip is developed just like a youngster developing the muscles in his legs. When you start, actually to play the trumpet. You have to develop those muscles in your lips so that they have the strength or the endurance for you to be able to play a good number of years, just like all these fellows that I've mentioned. In order to develop their muscles in their lips, they have to practice properly and take care of their lips properly so that they have the endurance to be able to play a good many years.
Well, let me expose for our nationwide audience now across the country, way up in Canada and over in Honolulu, Charlie, who have been listening to your interesting conversation about music. Listen to what I consider a truly great lip. The lip of Mr. Charlie Spivak in his recording of a great now, by this time standard, Tenderly. Great oldie, but of course it'll always be a fresh new evergreen because it's Charlie Spivak's very fine Tenderly with the horn. Charlie, I hope that Florida capturing your heart doesn't mean that you're going to stop being an itinerant bandsman once in a while and visit us elsewhere.
Well, I'm sure going to continue, and as long as the folks around the country want to hear us, why, we'll be there.
Thank you very much. One of the real great guys in show business, Charlie Spivak, who I presume you have met many times and certainly enjoyed the music of, because here is a real gentleman who has contributed so much to our American scene. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is responsible for sort of picking up the light bill every day along about this same hour across the airwaves of CBS in America, and I hope that you'll plan to be with us every day. Tomorrow, by the way, we have Roberta Sherwood, Tony Martin on Friday, Tab Hunter on Monday, so we've got some great stars lined up, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, from Miami Beach. This is Howard Miller. Goodbye for now.
This is the CBS Radio Network. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Creamy cream. Pie and pudding, easy.
Jell-O pudding and pie filling.
Creamy,
Jell-O pudding and pie filling.
Smooth.